This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. A plane thought to have 62 people on board lost contact after taking off from Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, on Saturday, and rescuers said suspected debris has been found in the sea off the city. The Boeing 737-500 lost contact shortly after taking off, a search and rescue official told local television. Foreign companies will not be allowed to test COVID-19 vaccines on the Iranian people, President Hassan Rouhani said on Saturday, a day after Iran's supreme leader banned vaccine imports from the United States. Rouhani said in televised remarks, quote, "Foreign companies wanted to give us vaccines so that they would be tested on the Iranian people, but the health ministry prevented it." He did not name the companies or give further details. Greece's conservative government has submitted a bill to parliament to extend the western limit of its territorial waters in the Ionian Sea to 12 nautical miles. Following negotiations with its regional neighbors, Italy and Albania, the bill submitted on late Friday would extend its western territorial waters from 6 nautical miles currently. It would not affect waters in the Aegean off Greece's southern and eastern coasts, where Athens has been in dispute with its NATO ally Turkey over maritime boundaries. And three people were killed after an avalanche struck a ski resort near a Russian Arctic city late Friday. The local branch of Russia's emergency services ministry said the bodies of two adults and a young child were found as part of a search and rescue mission involving 242 people and 29 vehicles. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is looking into building his own social network platform. That's what he said just hours after his personal Twitter account was permanently suspended. Trump sent his latest tweets from the official government account at POTUS, saying, quote, "We will not be silenced," and accusing Twitter of coordinating with Democrats and what he called the radical left. Twitter later deleted the posts. It also suspended Trump's campaign account, at Team Trump, for violating its rules. The company said accounts used by Trump to get around the Twitter ban could also face permanent suspension under its ban evasion policies. Trump still has access to the official at White House and at POTUS accounts, but will lose this when his presidential term ends. Earlier Friday, Twitter had permanently suspended Mr. Trump's personal account, citing the possibility he could incite more violence after hundreds of his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol this week. Twitter specifically pointed to two of the president's Friday tweets as a violation of its policy against the glorification of violence. Twitter had temporarily blocked Trump's account earlier this week following the violence on the Capitol. Global leaders will try to reignite international environmental diplomacy on Monday with a biodiversity summit that launches a critical year for efforts to stem the devastating effects of global warming and species loss. The One Planet Summit, a largely virtual event hosted by France, the United Nations, and the World Bank, will include French President Emmanuel Macron, UN Chief Antonio Guterres, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen. Organizers want to lay the groundwork for UN biodiversity talks that are set to be held in China in October. Nearly 200 nations are set to work out new goals to preserve the planet's ecosystems. And reports this week of a senior Ethiopian military official's comments that security forces from neighboring Eritrea entered the fray in the northern Tigray region backs what U.S. officials and outside observers have been saying for weeks, based on satellite evidence. Since the conflict in northern Ethiopia began in November, the federal government and the Eritrean governments have denied that Eritrean troops are operating on Ethiopian soil. Early reports of Eritrean troops on the ground include diplomats who cited satellite evidence, intercepted communications, and anecdotal reports. Later, a U.S. State Department spokesman who was asked to verify his claims said the department is aware of the reports and views them as, quote, a grave development. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.